So this is an old friend of Nerdalog. She told a couple stories. I call her a veteran at this point. Sarah Schieber.
Hello. So I have this very particular talent for injuring myself in weird, entirely non-dramatic ways. I broke my leg a few years ago. When people break their legs, you usually think, oh, you were rock climbing. Was it a skiing accident? No. We were building a snow fort in our backyard, which was actually more like a snow mound because we got, you know, tired. And I was like, oh, we should all climb on top of it and take a picture. Take it from there. I fell. I was wearing dumb boots. Leg snapped. Not an exciting story. I have gone skiing, and I did run into a fence, but nothing actually happened. So, sixth grade, Girl Scouts trip. They're teaching us how to, like, turn to go back up the hill, and I somehow managed to just go sideways. So I'm going sideways along this hill, and the instructor is yelling, snowplow, snowplow! I'm snowplowing, it's not fucking doing anything. I'm just going, and there's this fence that's, like, these wooden slats all suspended with a couple pieces of metal, and I just see it coming, and I go so slowly, by the way. We're talking like maybe a mile an hour. And just slow motion, I run into this fence, and it gives a little bit and just kind of pushes me back. And I just bounce off of it and go backwards. The most anticlimactic. I was skiing and I ran into a fence ever. The only really dramatic story that I have about injuring myself is when I was horseback riding as a kid, and the horse spooked and ran too close to another horse, and my leg hit that other horse, and it scraped me out of the saddle backwards. That's my cool story. So this brings me to last week, 11:30 p.m., Tuesday. I'm thirsty, so I go to the kitchen because, you know, it's where the water is. And I take a drink, a little bit spills because I'm bad at water bottles. And I think, okay, it wasn't that bad, whatever. And I put it down, I go do something else, and I'm walking back into the kitchen. Now, the lights are off, 11:30 p.m. I have a white floor. Water doesn't show up very well on a white floor in the dark, and I just slide out completely, like knee twists around. I couldn't do stairs for like a week, and I land square on my ass. And like my first thought is like, oh my God, I broke my butt. It's just so I bruised my tailbone by drinking water in my kitchen, essentially. This is what happened. It's not an exciting story. And I'm laying there on the ground because I couldn't get up for like 5 minutes. I was just like, oh my God, I broke my tailbone. What does that mean? Like, do I have to get a cast? What happens now? And I was just like, it's just pain. And eventually, I managed to drag myself up. I get some ice. I find myself perched precariously on a chair because I can't really sit because, you know, tailbone bruise, ow. I've got an ice pack shoved down my pants, and I only have one ice pack because it should be all that you need at any given time. So I've got a bag of frozen broccoli just kind of draped across my knee. It was awesome. And the theme for your stories this month was bottoms up. And when I first saw that, I was like, I have nothing for that. And then this happened. So, out of just sheer obligation to the incredibly literal interpretation, here I am. I never thought I would be telling a story about my bottom at all, let alone for the internet. Hey, podcast.
I think your bottom's great.
Thank you. But, you know, as I was sitting there with broccoli, ice pack, 11:30 p.m. Tuesday, and I'm just thinking, I just have a whole new appreciation for the qualifier, broke ass. And I just, it was not how I had anticipated my Tuesday night going. Now, when I injure myself in the usually really stupid ways that I do, what I end up getting the most mad about is not whatever varying levels of pain or need for surgery that I have caused myself. Which, by the way, when you do anything to your tailbone, like, they don't do anything. There's no, like, cast for that. I don't know what I thought they were going to do. But, so you don't even really need to go to the doctor, guys. Unless... But, like, I guess if you feel like you should go. I'm not qualified to give medical advice. But, I get mad that what I thought was going to be happening is no longer an option. Like, whatever plans I might have had going on just completely turned on their heads. Like, suddenly, you know how in books sometimes characters go, all of a sudden, up was down and down was up and right was left and I didn't know where I was. Like, that's how I feel. Bottom comes up to meet my bottom. So, and I'm just like, all the plans that I had that included fancy things like walking or standing for more than 60 consecutive seconds were just out. Like, that concert I was going to go to for my friend's birthday? Nope. And I found myself sitting and just getting really, really mad and, like, stressed out and upset about this. And I kind of had to stop and take a breath. And you just kind of have to roll with the punches. And when things get flipped around, appreciate the fact that you get to take a look around at a new perspective and learn things like maybe you should own more than one ice pack.
Thank you, Sarah. Guys, we're learning so much tonight about keys and ice packs and just so much. All right. Good transition, everybody. That was